Paul Andrew Ladd wasn't out there today. Any update on that?
Yeah, he'll be playing tonight. Just a morning skate off.
How important is it for this team to get something out of this road trip to finish it off? Sorry, homestead.
Well, let's start tonight. And we're looking for that good feeling. It's such an important part of this time of year. You know, we've had a tough stretch here at home, and we've got some people back in our lineup now, and this will be, you know, that second game back for Perot, and we've healed some people up. So really important to get that positive feeling you get into that stretch so that you can handle some of the losses that are happening for every team that we're fighting for. We're all kind of going through the same thing. So big important game here tonight, but as a starting point for a lot of road games this month.
For you, having coached in Carolina, is it always special for you to coach against this team?
Just to see Tripp. Other than that, maybe Chuck. I'll tell you what. There's very few players left, right? And a huge change over there. I think they've done a nice job. They're a better team than they probably get credited for. Part of it was what happened to them last year. They just got devastated by injuries with Stahl, especially Jordan's injury. And had a real tough season, but they've got some young players that have developed nicely in Lindholm and Rask, and you know, Falk is at the age now, he's been in the league a while, so he's at the age where he can make a huge impact. But you know, Stahl and Stahl down the middle on any team, that's a powerful center ice, and they've got some nice speed and nice skill, and they play a hard, quick game. So it's going to be an exciting game tonight. There's going to be an awful lot of speed in this one.
What do you see as the keys for your team to be successful tonight?
All the things that are true of every single night. I mean, I liked what we generated last game. The key for us is we're trying to find some of that offensive confidence with the volume of chances that we've had, not then forcing those plays like we did for a block of time in the Dallas game. You know, you've got to generate enough offense but have the confidence not to try to force plays.
As of yesterday, you're two embellishments away from the NHL getting into your wallet.
Yeah.
Comment on
I haven't gone down once. the two guys that are on the lead didn't play in this league last year, and they probably played in leagues where that worked. We addressed that individually with every player long before the league got involved with it. And I'm really hopeful that they can. I mean, it's not. I don't care about the fine or what happens to me. It's not part of the way we play. We're not very good at it. It seems to me, to be quite honest with you, it seems to me that there are other teams that are far better at it than we are. So we just need to stay out of that mindset. Two players that were probably a lot more used to it coming in, and I think they're trying to figure it out.